How much of a concern is Branch at this point?
Well, yeah, it's a concern. He hadn't practiced in 2 days. So, again, we'll see if he's feeling better tomorrow. If he's able to practice tomorrow, then I would anticipate he'd be able to play. I'd have some real concern if he's not able to practice tomorrow.
And Hayward Bay didn't practice today.
Again, he's another one that we'll see. You know, when we get in tomorrow, we'll see exactly how he's feeling. Hopefully he'll be able to go tomorrow, but I don't know that.
If Branch can't go, do you move Huff back there, or do you slide in Mitchell?
No, Mitchell's been playing, and so we'd go with Mitchell.
How are you in your own little cocoon as far as, you know, the coaching, or how aware are you of fan discontent or being upset at being 3-6?
Well, hey, listen, I understand that that's part of the business. My focus is on doing whatever I can to try to make this team better. And that's all I can focus on.
So it's nothing you ever have to deal with? I mean, when you're out and about?
No. I mean, listen, you can't please everybody, and I understand that, and I know that. So, you got to try to do everything you can to give this team a chance to win, and that's the sole purpose and sole thought process of what we're trying to do.
You were in New Orleans when Jimmy Graham got there. How has he developed since? It was obviously pretty raw when he got there.
Well, I mean, he's an exceptional talent. I think the thing that he's probably learned more and more as he's gone along is really the instinctive part of the game. You know, how to run routes. He's always been a big guy that can run, that can go up and catch the ball, but just how to run routes and how to get himself open. And obviously I think Drew's had a big part in helping him and learning how to be that way.
Is he as tough a matchup at tight end as there is right now?
Yeah, he's one of the top, one of the toughest matchups that we've seen. I mean, obviously I think, the tight end matchups in this league, have become a bigger part of the game. But, yeah, he's obviously a tough matchup for anybody.
You guys brought in a basketball player back in the spring and looked at. Do you think it's going to be more and more of that, looking at there, or is it just?
Well, I mean, I think that probably, I don't know how long that goes back, but, there's been some guys that have been basketball players in the league or, in college that have come into the league and played. And so I think guys are just looking for, athletic, talented guys that they feel like have an opportunity to, to progress and get better as a football player.
It's a lot of emphasis on the Saints passing game with good reason and obviously, but how would you describe their running game and the backs that they have and how important it is not to overlook their running game?
Oh, hey, listen, you can't go into any game and overlook the run game. I think that's one of the reasons why they've really improved as a football team is they've run the ball a lot better over the last few games. So, they've got a talented group of backs. They're very solid up front in what they do in blocking. And so, I think that helps them as far as, their offense. When they're able to run the ball and throw the ball, it makes them even that much more formidable.
So you talk to the Saints coach and the Breeze, and then you hear from a couple of the other players now. They're coming out and saying, because this game this week, they said that they knew real early on you were going to be an NFL head coach, so that you were just heading that way. At what point in your mind did it click, or did you have that aspiration? Was it from the beginning, or did?
I mean, I never really thought about it that much. I really didn't. I was fortunate to be in a situation where I got this opportunity, and I'm thankful for that. I don't really think about how I got here. I think about how I'm going to, continue to work to try to get this team better.
Any chance or McFadden gets in? Haven't been out here.
McFadden was out today and ran around on the side with the trainers, which was obviously a good sign. I don't know whether or not any of those guys will be able to play this weekend or not, but I think that's a good sign that he was out here able to move around. Those guys are working extremely hard to get back out here.
How about Goodson been able to run yet?
No.
How much do you have to balance with those guys that they might be able to play now or next game? You play with a little bit of pain, but at the risk of it costing you 4 or 5 on that back end.
Well, I mean, we're also getting to the point where there's not a whole lot of games left. So, here's what we want to do. We want those guys to aggressively rehab as fast as they can, which is exactly what they're doing. And then when they're healthy enough to play, we want to get them back out here and playing.
After the game on Sunday, you talked about some of the problems in the middle of the field for defense. What have you guys done this week to try and correct those?
Well, we've focused on trying to protect the middle of the field. I know the Saints do a great job of attacking you down the seam, so we got to do a better job of communicating, make sure we're in the right position so we can take some of those things away.
With Mitchell, what was your first impression when he first came here? Has he had to learn to play under control, or what's been his biggest thing he had to work on?
Talking about Mike Mitchell?
Yeah, Mike Mitchell. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. I mean, I think, he's a very passionate player. He works extremely hard. He loves the game. And so sometimes you just got to slow his heartbeat down a little bit and get him to calm down a little bit. But I've been pleased with some of the things that I've seen Mike do. It's important to him, and that's what I like about him.
Sounds like Sproles might be back this week. What's he bring to that?
A lot. I think he's a exceptional talent. He's a good runner, and he's outstanding out of the backfield. So he presents a lot of matchup challenges. So obviously that's a huge plus for them to be able to have him back.
Has Richard tried to jog yet or anything?
I don't know that. I know he's spent a lot of time in the training room trying to rehab.
Does that do it, everybody? Thank you. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, guys.